When the Great Reset officially launched in 2020, it was not done so by Bill Gates or Klaus Schwab. Rather, it was this individual who many view as a bumbling but affable figure, who talks to his plants and tries to help out young people. Here's why he needs to be watched like a hawk. The Reset Riddle. This analysis by Dr. Joseph Mercola has been fact-checked. You. Story at a glance. In June 2020, King Charles III, then the Prince of Wales, announced he was launching a new global initiative, the Great Reset, along with WEF's and His Royal Highness Sustainable Markets Initiative. King Charles's charitable enterprise spans a global web of trusts, foundations and funds, intent on creating a control system in which the world's resources are owned by the richest of the rich, while the rest of the population can be controlled through the allocation of those resources. Terms like social finance and impact investing are used to hide an underlying impact agenda, or impact imperialism, which is present throughout Charles's empire and will lead to digital serfdom. Charles III may continue the imperialistic agenda of his predecessors, fusing old-style feudalism with modern corporate control to forge a sustainable, global empire built on digital serfdom and impact vampirism. By becoming educated and exposing wrongdoing, we can move from passive spectators to active resistance, and change the course of the future. Throughout the pandemic and beyond, you've likely heard top political figures and big tech leaders talking about the opportunity to reset and build back better. Founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum, WEF, Klaus Schwab is often said to be the mastermind behind this and is credited with circulating the idea of the Great Reset, of which Build Back Better is an integral part. However, there are other nefarious players who may have even more power, namely the newly crowned King Charles III. When the Great Reset was officially launched in 2020, it was not done so by Klaus Schwab or Bill Gates, but by Charles, Prince of Wales, then heir apparent to the British throne, according to Winter Oak, an independent not-for-profit organization, with a serious aversion to the global mafia's development agenda and a commitment to truth, freedom and social justice. 1. They've outlined key details on why King Charles should be on your radar when it comes to the implantation of the Great Reset and Agenda 21, Agenda for the 21st Century, the Inventory and Control Plan for all land, water, minerals, plants, animals, construction, means of production, food, energy, information, education and all human beings in the world. Is King Charles the Great Resetter? In June 2020, King Charles, then the Prince of Wales, announced he was launching a new global initiative, the Great Reset, along with WEF's and His Royal Highness Sustainable Markets Initiative. 2. A tweet from Clarence House stated, 3. # The Great Reset Initiative is designed to ensure businesses and communities build back better by putting sustainable business practices at the heart of their operations as they begin to recover from the coronavirus pandemic. Winter Oak explained, 4. This may come as a bit of a surprise to those who see Charles as a bumbling but affable figure, who talks to his plants, loves traditional architecture, protects nature and tries to help young people get along in life. But the reality is that he is the head, or the very willing figurehead, of a vast empire of nefarious financial interests hiding hypocritically behind a facade of charitable philanthropy. King Charles's charitable enterprise spans a global web of trusts, foundations and funds, as well as the business in the community organization in the UK. This business-led membership organization is very much aligned with the Great Reset, declaring businesses meet the United Nations Global Goals or the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. Sustainability is a key tenet throughout the Great Reset, but while the notion of a sustainable, pollution-free world is an attractive one, ultimately this isn't about the environment. Instead, it's all about creating a control system in which the world's resources are owned by the richest of the rich, while the rest of the population can be controlled through the allocation of those resources, including energy. As Robert Kennedy Jr. noted, climate issues and pollution issues are being exploited by the WEF and Bill Gates and all of these mega billionaires the same way that COVID was exploited, to use it as an excuse to clamp down top-down totalitarian controls. 5. Just like COVID-19 was used to accelerate globalists' control, war and other societal upheavals also push forward the agenda. As explained in a 2022 Winter Oak article, 6. Under such an economic construct, asset-holding conglomerates can redirect the flow of global capital by aligning investments with the UN's SDGs and configuring them as environmental, social, and corporate governance, ESG, compliant so that new international markets can be built on the disaster and misery of potentially hundreds of millions of people reeling from the economic collapse caused by war. Therefore, the war offers a huge impetus for the governments pushing the reset to actively pursue energy independence, shape markets towards green and inclusive growth, and eventually move populations towards a cap-and-trade system, otherwise known as a carbon credit economy. This will centralize power in the hands of stakeholder capitalists under the benevolent guise of reinventing capitalism through fairer and greener means, using deceptive slogans like "Build Back Better," without sacrificing the perpetual growth imperative of capitalism. A digital revolution is coming. Business in the community has also been embracing the digital revolution since at least 2017, much like WEF, which supports the merging of man and machine, or transhumanism. Its fourth industrial revolution aims to use wearable and implantable technology to surveil your thoughts and launch a digital dictatorship that, once implemented, will be almost impossible to escape from. 7. In 2017, Business in the Community, the Prince's Responsible Business Network, revealed its report, A Brave New World? Priorities and Actions for an Inclusive Digital Revolution, 8, which features all the familiar Great Reset priorities. The Prince's Trust Group has been expanding this agenda across the Commonwealth, which was formerly known as the British Empire. Winter Oak reports. 9. It looks ahead to a fourth industrial revolution. Anticipate automation. Create new roles, where technology complements humans, and support communities to manage the transition, with bigger profit margins naturally being its aim. Transition to new business models that cut waste and increase asset productivity. There is an early mention of the track and trace phrase which became so familiar during the lockdowns, track, trace and resolve, with a plug for BlockVerify. A London-based startup that uses technology to track, record, and verify products in a way that is permanently logged in the blockchain. BlockVerify has been piloting solutions with pharmaceutical and beauty companies. The report promotes smart agriculture in the form of Unilever's Marketis mobile education platform, a collaboration between Unilever, Oxfam, and Ford Foundation to train smallholder farmers in rural areas, which aims for additional farm revenues of £1.5 trillion by 2030. It concludes by giving thanks to our corporate partners, Barclays and Fujitsu, for supporting our program of work to create an inclusive digital revolution. Download this article before it disappears. Download PDF. Impact imperialism will lead to digital serfdom. Terms like social finance and impact investing are used to hide an underlying impact agenda, or impact imperialism, which is present throughout Charles's empire. Impact profiteering is very much tied in with the Great Reset and its fourth industrial revolution, which aims to set up the infrastructure through which this new form of digital serfdom can be imposed, White Oak explains. 10. British Asian Trust, which Charles founded in 2007, is already rolling out the Quality Education India Development Impact Bond, QEIDIB, which intends to create an education rate card, setting out the costs of delivering specific outcomes at scale. Ultimately, this is part of the plan to create a digital slave trade. 11. This is what impact is all about. The cost of meeting UN SDGs is calculated and stakeholders take on this cost from the public purse. If the outcomes tick all the right boxes, they will be reimbursed, plus a little extra to make their investment worthwhile. In the meantime, the lives of these children, bundled together at scale, are turned into financial commodities, like the bundles of subprime mortgage debts that prompted the 2008 crash, which can be tracked, traced and traded in real time via 5G, 6G and the inclusive global digital panopticon. Speculators can bet on the success of these children's lives or against it. Little matter, as long as they are available as products for this vast new profitable market. As we have previously warned, social finance, or impact investing, reduces human beings to the status of potential investments, sources of profit for wealthy ruling vampires. It is a digital slave trade. King Charles's Transylvanian bloodline. There are families whose bloodlines go back hundreds, if not thousands of years, and a small number of these families make up the central core of this global cabal. Alex Jones, host of The Alex Jones Show, and founder of Infowars.com, believes the City of London, a 1.12 square mile location in the heart of London that has its own sovereign corporate governing system, is the main power base of the New World Order global government, while WEF's Davos Group is a modern expression of the British Empire. King Charles III fits right into this bloodline. Jones explained in our 2023 interview, Prince Charles directly traces his lineage, and he's written books about this, too. Vlad III Dracula, the Empire, a Transylvanian noble bloodline that later grew into what became the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. With George I and George II, couldn't even really speak English. So, it's a German-Transylvanian ancient bloodline that is at least 1,000 years old, and it runs the New World Order. So, when you see Prince Philip, who also said before he died that he wants a world government, and to come back as a virus to kill 80% of the world population, and his son, Prince Charles, pushing this, you are literally seeing the House of the Dragon, that's what Dracula mean, Dracul, the House of the Dragon, that is ruling our plant. Winter Oak further expanded on King Charles III's predecessors and their role in shaping history. 12. Charles I, who became king in 1625, was the last of the ancient regime, a defender of the feudal order. Having been found guilty of tyranny and treason, he was beheaded in front of the London crowds in 1649. This was the apex of an English revolution which, like so many others, was quickly shunted in a direction contrary to the interests of the mass of people who had fought and died for it. When the executed king's son, Charles II, took the throne with the restoration of the monarchy in 1660, it was as a constitutional king, beholden to Parliament and happy to act as a figurehead for the military mercantile entity known as the British Empire. Charles III seems to be on course to combine the worst elements of both predecessors, fusing old-style feudalism with modern corporate control to forge a sustainable, global empire built on digital serfdom and impact vampirism. A vast corporate empire. Charles, of course, isn't acting alone. He counts among his close friends and allies countless powerful players that make up a vast global network. Comprised of entities in both the public and private sector, this includes 13. AstraZeneca, GlaxoSmithKline, Pfizer, Accenture, Unilever, BBC, Facebook, Google, British Airways, HSBC, Shell UK, BP, PepsiCo UK, Bank of America, McKinsey, Morgan Stanley, Rolls-Royce, Thales Group, Salesforce, Barclays UK, Bank of England, Goldman Sachs, Lockheed Martin, WWF. Many of these entities are actively engaged in criminal activities. The amount of controversy and scandal surrounding numerous participants in his various projects makes one wonder how someone who likes to be referred to as His Royal Highness can associate with so many examples of what most of us would regard as low life. Winter Oak explains. 14. Lockheed Martin, for instance, has been involved in multiple bribery scandals and Bank of America spied on customer activities for the FBI, while HSBC has a history of money laundering and tax avoidance schemes. 15. But criminal activity is par for the course among this crowd. This new system is one based on global slavery and absolute control by a powerful few who will live above and outside all of the laws, rules and limitations imposed on the rest of us. But there's still time to break free and protect freedom and sovereignty. As White Oak notes, 16. It is important to remember that conspiracies cannot succeed if people are wise to what is happening. By researching and exposing wrongdoing, we can shake off our status as helpless and passive spectators of history in order to become active and engaged participants, part of the resistance. Charles and his ruling class collaborators have to dress up their insidious agenda as doing good, as philanthropy, or conservation, because they know that otherwise the rest of us would not go along with it. Once this illusion has been destroyed and the horrible reality exposed, then decent people everywhere will turn their backs definitively on these vile parasites and their evil empire of exploitation.